Proverbs chapter 4, we have a passage of Scripture that gives us instructions by example of David, both to fathers and to their sons. And so we have instructions for fathers and sons on this Father's Day. And a great passage of Scripture to encourage us to do the job that we need to do in really one of life's most important tasks. Proverbs chapter 4, these first 13 verses are the words of Solomon. And in these words, he is quoting, beginning with verse 4, he's quoting his father David and the words of David's instruction to Solomon. And so we have a great passage of Scripture here about fathers and their sons. Of course, this passage of Scripture is spiritually applicable to all the children of God, and it's applicable of the message of God the Father to all His children of how they ought to respond to His Word. And it's certainly a passage of Scripture that is applicable to every young person as to how to respond to not only to their parents, but how to respond to God Himself. And so even though we're talking about fathers and sons today, this passage of Scripture is really much, much broader than that. But in its specific context, Solomon is speaking to the children of God, and he's using the context of his father's instruction to him as a young man. So we have really a twofold application here. We have duties for fathers and the duties of sons. Notice the duties of a father. First of all, we have the duty of teaching. In verse 1, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I have given you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." We have Solomon's exhortation of the children of God to hear the instruction of a father. And obviously, in the application that we are doing today, we recognize that one of the great duties of a father is to teach his children. His job is to teach his children the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, "Fathers, bring up your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we have the inference to fathers to teach their children the Word of God. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 1, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be long." And of course, verse 7. Verse 6, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Here we have God's instruction for every father. God's instruction to every father, God's command to every father, is that every father is to teach his children the Word of God. A command from heaven by God to every father. And here we have in Proverbs 4, we have these different verses that to speak of Solomon giving instruction. Verse 1, hear ye children, the instruction of a father. I give you good doctrine. Verse 4, he taught me. And he said, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments. And our course, we can go on through the rest of the passage that infers that the duty of a father is to instruct his children, and especially to instruct them in the truths of the Word of God. So, instruction, teaching the Word of God. Obviously, it implies the fact that the father knows the Bible. It implies the fact that the father has taken the time to study the Bible. It implies the fact that the father knows truly what God has said. Secondly, we find that the duty of a father is the duty of exhortation. Notice how he exhorts the son concerning his instruction. Not only does he instruct him, but notice the exhortation to the child about the instruction. First of all, notice verse 1, it says, hear. Now, young men, that's a command. It's a decision. You know, the sinful heart says, well, I'll listen if I want to. But here we have, obviously, the command from God, but here we have the duty of a father to exhort his children. Number one, it says hear. You know, that decision to hear. I'm sure you've heard your father say, now listen. Listen to what I'm saying. Because it's so easy not to. He exhorts them to hear. Notice verse 1, he says, attend to no understanding. You know, attend, the word for attend is the word, related word, attention. Pay attention. Give attention. Notice it says, verse 4, let thine heart retain. That means you hear the instruction and you keep it. You keep it. You keep it within you. You keep it. It's a decision of the will to retain instruction. Notice he is exhorting in verse 5, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Notice the exhortation. Now, get this. Make sure you get it. Get wisdom. Get understanding. You know, this is an exhortation to a personal, willful decision about wisdom. He says, get it. You need to decide to get it. Notice verse 8 about wisdom. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. And she shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her. You know, what is... So he is exhorting his son. You know, why? Why? Why the exhortation? Why? Because of the sinful nature. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. How long will you love simplicity? And there needs to the light of the dark soul of man is the truth of God's Word. And so we have constant exhortation. Notice verse 13. Verse 10, hear him, O my son, and receive. You know, that's a deliberate, that's a teaching. Now you need to receive this. You need to take this and you need to bring it right inside of your own heart. Notice it says, verse 13, take fast hold of instruction. Take fast hold. Grab it and cling to it. Don't let it go as though your life depended upon it. Oh. Take fast hold. I think I was just reading about the flood in South Dakota. It took place in 1920. A woman the waters were rushing through the city, and a woman, young lady, 20 years old, was holding on to a tree, and the rescue workers were coming after her, but the current was so strong that the rescue workers, the closest they could get to her was about 10 feet away. And she couldn't hold on any longer. Never to be seen again. What does it say about instruction? Take fast hold. For your life. So we have the duty of a father, not only to teach, but to exhort, to encourage the children. Not only how to respond to this teaching, but to point out the importance of certain teaching. You know, what is important? Notice what he says. Verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Pointing out what the most important thing in life is. You know what's the most important thing? And this is the duty of the father. It says, you know, what is the most important thing? Wisdom. Get wisdom. You know, you think of America today, you think of, I suppose, the athletic fields this morning were filled with little ones. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. They were playing soccer, they were playing baseball, they were playing softball. And their parents were telling them what was the most important thing in life. And you could go to different seasons of the world and you can tell all sorts of parents what they're telling their children is the most important thing in life. But Solomon is repeating the instruction of his father, and his father said, Solomon, the most important thing in life is get wisdom. Isn't it interesting that when Solomon, once he began his kingship, and God said, I'll give you anything you want. And what did Solomon say? In remembrance of what his parents had taught him. Wisdom is the principal thing. If you get anything in life as a young person, get wisdom. And Solomon, what did he ask of the Lord? Lord, give me wisdom. And it was a repetition, a reflection on the teaching of his father. Son, the most important thing you can get in life is the wisdom that comes from God. You see, you think of the word wisdom in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, the word wisdom is looking at life from a divine perspective. As you look at life from the divine perspective, you see the beginning and you see the end all in one glance. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Wisdom, man's wisdom, the Bible says, is central. It's earthly. It's limited by man's horizon. You know, you can't see that way. You know, the earth is a sphere. The horizon is only a short distance here. You know, that's all. You know, you live by man and live by what man thinks, and you're going to only be able to see a short segment in front of you. And so he says, get wisdom. Notice verse 13. He says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. What's the most important thing in life? Instruction. Instruction. Notice it says, verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. Well, let's go back to verse 7. Verse 6, forsake her not. She shall preserve thee. Love her. She shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Hear, O my son, verse 10, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. So he tells her what the most important thing in life is. Instruction. Wisdom. That's the most important thing. That's our job. Many times we fail because we're looking at life from a secular standpoint. But notice, not only the exhortation of how to respond to wisdom and instruction and teaching, but secondly, to teach what is important, the most important. But thirdly, to exhort in the promises. And what are some great promises that we find in this passage of Scripture? Notice verse 6. By wisdom and understand, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. And she shall keep thee. Well, that's a great truth. You know what? Preserve thee from what? Sin? Evil? The destruction of sin? The cords of sin? The bondage of sin? Keep thee from foolishness, failure. Notice, it says, verse 8, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. Now that's lasting honor. And so here's the dad, he's telling his son, you know, you can have the temporary honor of men. And many people don't even get that. But you can have real honor. And what's the key to it? Go after wisdom. Go after wisdom. Go after God's word. Go after instruction. Notice the promises. Verse 12, verse 10, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." The years of thy life shall be many. You know, when I think of that, I think of how many people in the entertainment world, how many people who are in the wild ways of the sports world, the wild lifestyle that goes with it, how constantly we are reading about these people dying. Should get look up, they publish it oftentimes. You know, famous people who've recently died. And if you look at that list, there are not many old people on there. They're full of rock stars, rock musicians, died at 20, 30, 40. Amazing. Notice the, and you know, I'm sure many of you dads have said to your children, "Hey, that kind of behavior, and you'll wind up in jail." But here we have the promises that are important for the father to instruct his child in. And we see this passage of Scripture. David and his mother and Bathsheba are teaching Solomon and saying, "Now, if you do this, your days will be many. If you do this, you will be promoted. If you do this, you will be in the way of wisdom. When you do this," verse 12, "thy steps shall not be straitened. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble." Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. And so we have these duties. Verse 10, "I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths." The example to follow. I have led thee. What about the sons? Obviously, we see the father teaching his child the Word of God, the commandments, the statutes, the judgments. What a privilege. The father's exhorting the child, "Now, you need to listen to this. You need to grab a hold of this. If there's anything you need to do in life, this is what you need to do. You need to seek the wisdom that comes only from God." These are the promises that you'll see fulfilled in your life if you listen to what I say. If you go and seek after the truths of God's Word, this is what it will be like. This is your future. Follow this example. And then sons. What are your duties to instruction? We hear what the Father says. We hear what the Father teaches. We hear what He exhorts to do. But now, what's the other half? What is the son's instruction or duty towards instruction? Hear it. Hear it. You know, sometimes we don't think that way, do we? Sometimes we have this attitude that, you know, I'm a person. I have my own free will. You know, if I want to, I can listen. If I don't want to listen, I don't have to listen. And we leave out of the picture the most important person, God. And God has a definite command concerning the Father's instruction of the Word of God. And the command is, hear. The command is, verse 1, attend. Verse 2, don't forsake it. Verse 4, retain it. Verse 4, keep it. Verse 5, get it. Verse 5, don't let it decline. You know what I mean? We heard it. Now it's getting foggy. Verse 8, exalt her. Embrace her, wisdom. Verse 10, hear. Verse 10, receive. Verse 13, take fast hold. So these are words of instruction to sons concerning their father's instruction. Duties really have to do with attitudes. Really has to do with a personal choice. But it's before God. It's not before merely our Father. You know, it's easy to leave God out of the picture. Number 2, sons, verse 11. I have led thee in the right paths. Follow their right paths. Follow their right paths. Number 3. The duties of sons. Make and get the right priorities in your life. Make and get the right priorities in your life. Now, how many young men are thinking The most important thing I can get in my life is wisdom. You know what I'm saying? How many 10-year-olds here? How many 10? Let's see your hands. 10-year-olds, boys or girls? Got to be more than one. There's one. I saw it. There's two. Got to be more than. There's got to be more than 2 10-year-olds in here. Are there any more your age here? Huh? Some might be down there. All right. According to the Bible, what should a 10-year-old be thinking about? What's the most important thing to get in life? Wisdom. We could just carry that on. How many 18-year-olds are here? Got any 18-year-olds here? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. What are you, Jacob? Huh? Okay. 18 and 19-year-olds. What's the most important thing you can get? Wisdom. What's the most important thing you get in life? Instruction. What's the most important thing you can get in life? The understanding of God. The priorities of life. Oh, there's a lot in this world today. How many 10-year-olds are thinking about the most important thing in life is wisdom of God? Hate to think about it, don't you? How many 18 and 19-year-olds out there are thinking the most important thing in life is to get instruction about how to live from God and wisdom from His Word? How many? But yet that's what God is saying, isn't it? The duties and rewards of sons. Notice the precious promises for those who fulfill these duties. Notice what it says. Verse 4. Keep my commandments and live. Now this is a whole different kind of living than the world thinks about. The world doesn't know this kind of living. This is completely outside of their thinking. He says, you know what? You keep my commandments and you're going to live. Now, worldly people don't understand what that means. They don't have any clue. Worldly people, the only thing when they think about living that they can come to their mind is some kind of sinful pleasure. But here is living that comes from obedience. Notice verse 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. That's a great promise. Want to be free from the fear of evil? You want to be free from the fear that what you will do in life will be a failure? You know, that's a great promise. Notice Verse 9, she shall give to thee, thine head, an ornament of grace. An ornament of grace. Now, as I think of the word grace, it speaks of the supernatural favor of God. Verse 10, and the years of thy life shall be many. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. That's a great truth. Thou shalt not stumble. The obstacles of life that cause others to stumble and fail won't be there. They won't cause you to stumble. You know what? What you will do is you will climb right over them. How would I describe that? You know, some people decide they're going to respond to something in a certain way. The wrong way. And they're going to stumble. Other people have the same thing happen to them. And they don't stumble. They climb over it. And go on. Why? Because one person decided to be obedient. And to pursue wisdom. Whereas the other person did not take hold of wisdom, but felt that they were wise enough in themselves. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, and she is thy life. What tremendous promises. What tremendous promises. Life. Preservation, long life, the glory and grace of God. And on, we see the picture. And so we see David, Bathsheba, taking Solomon. Say, Solomon. Now, if you embrace wisdom, she'll promote thee. And the king, queen of Sheba came and said, I have never seen such great wisdom in all the world. Embrace wisdom. Take fast hold of instruction. I'm sure that at the end of Solomon's life, he remembered these words. I forgot the words of my parents. I forgot their instruction. And all that God gave me has been lost. But in his youth, we have a great picture for fathers and sons and children, a great picture of God's plan for the family. Fathers, teaching, exhorting their children children, receiving and pursuing that instruction and wisdom. And because of it, able to be blessed the rest of their life. A simple plan. Not too often fulfilled. A simple plan. 10 years old. A great time in life to realize that the most important thing in life to pursue is God's wisdom. The most important thing in life to pursue is to listen to the instruction of your Father in the Word of God and to embrace it with all your heart. Each one of us are at different stages of life. Some of us we are near the end of our fathering, maybe not the end of our grandfathering. But even then, it is always right for us to reflect on God's Word and recommit ourselves to do what God wants us to do. That means we have to go.